This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, February 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve held interest rates steady this week and signaled it could begin lowering rates later this year. Mortgage rates could follow suit.
They're looking better overall than they did in 2023. The chief economist at National Association of Realtors sees mortgage rates dropping to around 6.5 for the rest of the year. Another economist at Redfin sees rates in the low sixes by December. So they have been falling, and a lot of home buyers are really hopeful they're going to continue to fall.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger after the break.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/ITheroes.
The Federal Reserve is taking a wait-and-see approach to lowering interest rates in 2024. How can homebuyers capitalize on that? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins me. Veronica, how does the Federal Reserve's moves regarding interest rates impact mortgage rates?
Well, the Fed moves don't have an impact on mortgage rates directly, but rate cuts usually lower the yield on the 10-year Treasury, which is an indicator lenders look to when setting mortgage rates.
So what's the outlook for mortgage rates in 2024?
They're looking better overall than they did in 2023, and so that's really good news. The chief economist at National Association of Realtors sees mortgage rates dropping to around 6.5 for the rest of the year. Another economist at Redfin sees rates in the low sixes by December. And just for context, last fall, the average rate of the 30-year fixed rate mortgage pushed close to 8%. And right now, they are around 6.69%. So they have been falling, and a lot of homebuyers are really hopeful they're going to continue to fall.
So the people you spoke with, they see the Fed lowering rates this year, which could in turn lower the 10-year Treasury yield?
Exactly. And so they think that's going to happen. They're pretty confident. I mean, there's nothing that's 100% sure, or no one has a crystal ball. But overall, they're thinking directionally rates are going down. We may see some short-term bumpiness in the near term as the market shakes out whatever the Fed is saying. But overall, the trend is looking positive for buyers.
So what does a decline in rates look like in terms of monthly payments for homebuyers?
So take, for example, you have a $400,000 home and you put about 20% down and you have a 6.93% 30-year fixed mortgage. If you have that situation, you're paying about $2,113 a month to your mortgage. Now, if rates drop to, say, 6.18%, your monthly payment is going to fall about $160. And so that's a nice chunk of change for some people. And over time, that savings can add up to tens of thousands of dollars.
But for a lot of people, that's still pretty expensive. And so how can they get a lower rate than the 30-year rate that's often publicized?
Most people hear that big number, that 30-year rate, and they get scared off. That's just an average. There's ways to lower your rate depending on your own financial situation. For example, if you have a better credit score, you can get a better rate. Increasing your credit score, even by a small amount, can help you reduce the cost of buying a home.
Does it pay to shop around at different banks for a more attractive rate?
It really does. It's something so many people don't do because they get intimidated and there's a lot of jargon when it comes to mortgages. But shopping around can really save you money. There's been some recent studies that it can add up to an average of 0.10 percentage point. So for example, you could save a couple thousand dollars or more, tens of thousand dollars over the course of the loan if you shop around. So don't take that first offer. Take advantage of the financial relationships that you have, especially with your existing bank, and see what it would take for them to sweeten the pot, offer you a mortgage that's more competitive than what you're seeing advertised. Sometimes that means transferring a little bit extra money, or sometimes a lot of extra money, to their bank. Another great source of more affordable mortgages is often credit unions. So don't rule out credit unions as a source of mortgages. There's also online lenders. There's a lot of places to shop around. So the point is, don't take that first offer. Get at least 3 to 5 different loan estimates and see overall what's going to be the best deal for you in the long run.
Buyers often use mortgage points to lower their rate. How does that work, and what are the pros and cons?
It's a way to lower your interest rate, as you said, especially if you want to get an under 6% rate. A point is a nice way to do that. Each point reflects 1% of the loan amount, and it might be paid upfront to your lender. So for example, 1 point on a $300,000 loan is going to cost you $3,000. So each point lowers the interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point for the life of the loan. When you're considering this, though, you want to think about if you're going to refinance in the next 5 years or so, if you're going to buy points, because if you're going to refinance soon, it might not make sense to buy the points.
One factor that has slowed the housing market is a lack of available homes for sale. How could actions by the Fed that would bring mortgage rates down affect inventory?
A lot of home buyers are hoping that more homes are going to come on the market because it's been really slim pickings. Higher mortgage rates and the unwillingness of many homeowners to sell made 2023 one of the worst years for home sales. So people are hoping that's going to change in 2024. As you know, many home sellers are also home buyers. So a home seller is not going to want to let go of their low rate mortgage. Many home sellers have a mortgage rate under 5. And so if the Fed keeps cutting interest rates, mortgage rates eventually come down. People will feel more inclined to part with their existing mortgage if they know they can get a mortgage for their next home, also at a relatively low rate. When that happens, more inventory gradually comes on the market and more buyers have more to choose from.
That's WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back Monday morning with WSJ's Ann Turgeson to discuss why you might consider investing in a customized 401k retirement account. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.